There's no one in the world I would rather get their take on this, even though it's not college football, than our next guest, Pete Futek, College Football News, joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pete, Shannon Sharp was toe curling on Instagram Live on accident, and he had to apologize for it. Should he have to apologize?
Yeah, first of all, my walk-up music is Papa Don't Preach. Really? It's okay. Let's start with that one, but and then follow that up with.
You know why, right?
Is it Dave Grohl?
No, it's in the video. Shannon was called Papa.
Oh, I was going to go My Michelle with Guns N' Roses, but that's just me. Not that I saw this or anything. But like, dude, that's me. I'm putting that out myself. What are you talking about? That's awesome. Well done, man. But you're Shannon Sharp. I mean, it's, you know, that's the thing we always remember, and I have daughters, so I kind of have learned this from them. They look at athletes differently than, I do. So it's for example, my daughter knows who Sam Hartman is. She doesn't know the Notre Dame Fighting Irish head of a football team. You know, so it's kind of a little different animal for certain people. It's all right. It's great. Nice.
Pete, are you a believer that the dominance – I'm just going to try a real hard segue here.
Oh, do not transition to Deshaun Watson and do I think he's good. So.
Nope. Are you a believer that the dominance of the top 10 teams early in the season versus cupcake games is bad for college football and their fans?
Well played. Yes. Yeah, I will try to bail us out. This parachute's a knapsack here on the start of this thing. I do believe it up the top. I don't quite buy into Oregon, for example. I never really did. They're going to be fine, but I was never sold from at the start that they are a college football playoff team. I do think that Michigan-Texas game was an elimination game. I think you look at the schedules for both. There are two more losses there for Michigan. I still think there at some point it's Texas that's going to blow it. So there's going to be one gack there somewhere. They could lose to Oklahoma. They could lose to Texas A&M. They got to play Georgia. So I'm not exactly sold on them. I'll be really interested in to see Bama this weekend because either Wisconsin's holding back or they're going to get throttled by 50 because they're not good. They've changed the style. It's not really working. The timing isn't there. The defense isn't like it was. This, you know, little tippy tappy, quick hitting stuff. They're not pounding the ball like they, you know, like a Wisconsin team used to. It's just, at least for the first two games, Western Michigan, South Dakota, you're struggling against. So either they're kind of keeping everything close to the vest and the real Wisconsin's about to show up, or else Bama comes in and just steamrolls them. So I do still think, I still believe that Ohio State right now, you know, Georgia, just start preparing for each other. I mean, start getting the recon work on now, because those are the only two teams with maybe Bama in that mix as well.
Pete, when it comes to Power 5 teams, what is the most in terms of losses you think a team can have and still get in the college football playoff with this new redesign?
It's going to be the weird question mark about conference champions, because now it's kind of going to be it's different. Because if you look at the 10 years of the college football playoff in the four-team format, pretty much if you didn't go 10-2, you need not apply. I mean, Oklahoma would have gone 10-2 last year and missed out. So, 10-2 seems to be the benchmark. The difference, though, was you would have teams like your conference champion loser, like the Big Ten loser, would be like Iowa or Purdue or someone who is just sort of from the other division. Now your Big Ten championship loser is probably going to be Ohio State or Texas, you know, or in the SEC it's going to be Bama or Georgia. And let's say Texas does have two losses but gets to the conference championship and they're 10-3. Is that going to change anything? So long-winded way of kind of saying I think 10-2 is still the mark, but if you lose your conference championship game, 10-3 might be it. But we know how the College Football Playoff Committee rolls. They don't want to have a big argument. What I would love to see, by the way, is if, let's say, Northern Illinois ends up winning, actually ends up losing, goes like 12-0, because their schedule is actually not bad. If they end up losing the MAC title, and it's like the question between, okay, well, you've got a 12-1 Northern Illinois, and you have, like, let's say a 10-2 Notre Dame, how do you put in for that last spot in an at-large bid? I mean, you want to try to sell that one to Northern Illinois fans after they won, after, you know, they're not being ranked higher than Notre Dame this week. But there's a lot of quirky things that will still happen out there.
Pete, Notre Dame is still 18th ranked coming off the NIU loss. They are in Purdue this weekend. Meanwhile, Michigan is hosting Arkansas State. Who's in more danger of being upset this weekend between those two powerhouses?
Oh, by 100 miles, it's Notre Dame. I mean, because Purdue's actually got a little bit of a passing game, and Hudson Card's a veteran quarterback, and we still don't know if Riley Leonard's going to play, and we still don't know if they have an offense or if they're going to remember to actually hand the ball off to their, you know, good running backs. The defense is still good. Michigan's fine. You know, again, Texas just might be that good. At some point, the defense is just going to just throttle somebody again, and the D is going to slow down Arkansas State. They do need to remember, it's another team where Michigan, just figure out you have running backs. Just start handing the ball off again and go from there.
Pete, how much of a believer are you in Will Howard?
Fine. What's not to believe? I mean, what do you want? I mean, you don't have to. You don't need anybody who is a superstar. I mean, Shedeur Sanders is probably, you know, might be the number one pick in the draft, and Colorado stinks, so it doesn't really matter. But yeah, Howard's fine. You know, he's actually probably what you want. He's a veteran quarterback. He's been around for forever. And, you know, let me put it this way. If it comes down to Will Howard having to be good, something else went wrong, because everything else on Ohio State's awesome. So it shouldn't have to come down to a late drive against, some mediocre team for Ohio State to get by anybody. That will matter in the college football playoff, but we'll deal with that then.
Jeremiah Smith, name me a better freshman receiver in the first two games of their college careers, please.
Wow. Oh, I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure there's someone who has lit it up. But, man, he has been great. I mean, but again, that's kind of the point. I mean, Ohio State always has the guys. And if this is going to work, if Ohio State is who we think it is, then Will Howard's just along for the ride. And that defense, you know, is going to allow maybe 13 points or fewer every game out. And just work with all your weapons. That's the joy of being a Ohio State quarterback. You're working behind an NFL offensive line with NFL receivers and NFL running backs to throw to, and an NFL defense to clean everything up. And I keep going back to this. Everyone, you know, kind of dogged the quarterback situation. They were still one drive away. If all McCord leads them down for a touchdown against Michigan, they're the one seed in the college football playoffs. So it was just that one thing against that great Michigan team, and Howard's better than Kyle McCord is.
Is Miami back?
No, well, actually, that was my joke last week. Michigan's actually back. We'll see. I mean, maybe Florida's that bad. It was a week one thing. We still don't quite, you know, every team needs a little while to get up and going. But, you know, obviously that was a great performance by Miami. Cam Ward is a great quarterback. And so the pieces are there. Mario Cristobal, you know, if he's doing for this what he did for Oregon, then, yeah, Miami's right in the mix for, you know, big things. But they'll biff it at some point because it's a Mario Cristobal team. But they are going to be in the ACC championship mix throughout.
Pete, as the Pac-12 turns to the six-pack here, my idea for the Big Ten is we actually start throwing out some of these lame-ass football teams in the Big Ten who are collecting a check but not carrying their weight. Looking at you, Indiana, Purdue, Illinois, Maryland. Can I get you behind my idea to swap those four teams out with literally the best four teams or brands from the ACC?
Why would you want to do that? Why don't you just leave and be an independent then? Like, if you're Ohio State and you really – just want money, just go be Notre Dame. Just ditch. Just, you know, and actually everyone is making so much money off all this. And the other thing that kind of gets forgotten here is look at 2020. The crazy stat, I think it was something insane. Like, out of all the SEC teams, there were only like three teams that had a winning record when it was all SEC versus all SEC. I mean, I got that wrong, but something crazy like that. Same with the Big Ten, where when you went to the all SEC schedule, that stinks for certain programs, because you need those lightweight games to build up your resume, build up your numbers. And if you're Ohio State, you don't want to play Alabama and then Georgia and then Michigan and then, you know, the tough teams. You want those. Because what fun is it, ask Notre Dame fans last week, what fun is it to be Ohio State if you can't just show up knowing you're going to win by 35 and then get to, you know, cry and whine when you win by 31 and Will Howard threw one incompletion.
It's a big incompletion, though. Just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not one of those people. Pete, great stuff, buddy. Enjoyed the Shannon Sharp conversation. Probably won't do that again, but we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Oh, you sure will. Later, guys.
Yeah. Pete Futek, College Football News, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.